At the 2013 annual meat conference, I'm visiting here with the co-chairs for this year's conference. And guys, I'm going to let you each introduce yourself, and I'll start right here.
I'm Gary Lee Cower. I'm with the Kroger Company. I'm director of procurement for meat and deli.
And our other chair?
Hi, I'm Matt Monkowitz, and I'm vice president of marketing with KM Foods.
Wonderful. Well, if guys jump in, whoever wants to, but first of all, what is the annual meat conference?
The conference that we have here is an educational conference. It lets everyone in the industry, and I'm talking from rancher to retailer, get an idea of what's going on in our industry today, tomorrow, and then there's a lot of sharing of ideas that could add more value to our customers.
Well, I know that we've got, like you said, probably people here that are from out on the farm all the way to the retailer, wherever that may be. What do you see as some of the key topics to be focused on at this year's convention?
Well, there's something for everyone here. That's the great part about it. We have impactful keynote speakers that are both motivational and informational, both in topics that address our industry directly and indirectly. And then we've got educational programs that deal with a lot of the major issues, challenges, and opportunities dealing with the meat industry. So it's a great cross-section. Everybody gets something out of this conference. If you have something to do with meat, you get something out of the meat conference.
And it's about food, and I know that some of our early speakers here even today will kind of address an overview of the needs the world has to feed a growing population. Meat should be a good part of that, I guess, right?
Yes. When you're looking at a population that's growing, there'll be a challenge to supply the world with meat. And we have to figure out a way to meet that challenge. I know we have one seminar that, you know, discusses that we may need double the supply by 2050. So it's that is a big challenge for us.
Now, besides some of the educational sessions and presentations, I'm just guessing there's an opportunity to taste a little bit of this, right?
Yeah, there's the product tasting reception where companies like us have an opportunity to sample some new products, some of our existing products, and the buyers, and converse with all the buyers that are here. So it's a great opportunity for us to showcase people we may not see on a regular basis.
People may not necessarily think this, but since meat's been around for a while, but there's constantly innovation going on in terms of, I guess, like you said, mentioned new products.
Absolutely, and it's a lot of things come up in our industry. There's a lot of consumer movements that we've got to address and respond to. There's health issues and food safety issues that continue to be in the forefront of the work this industry does. We've got the safest food source in the world. And we intend on making sure that that continues to be the case.
Great. Well, anything else about this year's program coming up here we didn't touch on? You might just want people to know about what takes place at an annual meat conference?
Well, it's not only about the product itself. There's packaging innovation. And as a group, we try and figure out what's the next frontier for the customer. And there's so many things that, I mean, if you look back in our industry, if you would have thought that you would have had all the home meal replacement, all the ready-to-cook items that we have today, if you would have told someone that 10 years ago, you know, they'd have told you were in left field. So it's all about the future and what our customers truly want.
Wonderful. Well, I'm a first-timer, looking forward to learning more myself here as we go through the 2013 annual meat conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.